What do you think about getting a nice pet?
A pet? Depends. What kind of a pet are we talking about?
Well, you remember Frank, the guy who works in the mailroom at my office?
Tall guy, mustache.
That's him. Well, he wants to find a good home for his cat. So I was thinking, what about us?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I've heard their hair gets everywhere, on the furniture, clothing.
Okay, hair can be a problem, but generally they're pretty clean. Carl tells me they're really easy to take care of.
Well, my grandmother used to have one. I have to admit he could be sweet, and he was very loving with her. He would sit in her lap for hours.
So, are you convinced?
Let's sleep on it, okay? We can decide tomorrow.
Conversation 2.
Just look at her. She's a real cutie.
I guess.
They're really easygoing.
Are you sure?
Look at her. Those long ears. Aren't you a cute, fuzzy little rabbit?
Look, I really don't know if I want to keep a rabbit in the house.
Come on, the kids would love her.
Yeah, but rabbits chew things. I don't want to have to worry about what it's going to do to the furniture, okay?
But you keep it in a cage. She'd be no trouble at all. She won't chew or destroy anything. You know, the kids have always wanted one.
Well, I've heard they are good with children.
And the kids having a pet to take care of would teach them a little responsibility, don't you think?
I suppose so.
Conversation 3.
I'm thinking about getting us a pet.
You are? Like what?
Well, I was thinking about a parrot. I think they're really gorgeous.
Well, they can be beautiful, but aren't they pretty dirty? And don't they bite? That's all I need, some noisy, dirty animal around the house who's always trying to bite me.
Oh, please, they're really intelligent. As a matter of fact, you could teach it to talk.
Me? Well, I've heard that you have to spend a lot of time with them or they get really, really noisy.
It's true they need a lot of attention, but they make great pets. They love being around people.
The noise would drive me crazy, you know.
Let's just go to the pet store and check them out, okay?
Okay, I'll look, but that's it.
Conversation 4.
Look at these pictures. Red betas, electric yellows, silver angelfish. The colors are incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, nice. But you can't play with them. What good are they?
If you want to play, get a dog. But if you want something interesting to watch, you can't beat tropical fish.
But they don't do anything.
What do you mean? They swim around and look great. It's fun watching them swim. Very relaxing.
You know, you'll have to keep the aquarium very clean. You can't get lazy about that. Or they might die. It's a lot of work.
I can do that.
And they're expensive.
Well, if they're as fascinating as I think they'll be, it'll be worth it.
Page 66. Exercise C. Listening. Listen to activate vocabulary. Listen to the conversations about pets.
Conversation 1.
What do you think about getting a nice pet?
A pet? Depends. What kind of a pet are we talking about?
Well, you remember Frank, the guy who works in the mailroom at my office?
Tall guy, mustache.
That's him. Well, he wants to find a good home for his cat. So I was thinking, what about us?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I've heard their hair gets everywhere, on the furniture, clothing.
Okay, hair can be a problem, but generally they're pretty clean. Carl tells me they're really easy to take care of.
Well, my grandmother used to have one. I have to admit he could be sweet, and he was very loving with her. He would sit in her lap for hours.
So, are you convinced?
Let's sleep on it, okay? We can decide tomorrow.
Conversation 2.
Just look at her. She's a real cutie.
I guess.
They're really easygoing.
Are you sure?
Look at her. Those long ears. Aren't you a cute, fuzzy little rabbit?
Look, I really don't know if I want to keep a rabbit in the house.
Come on, the kids would love her.
Yeah, but rabbits chew things. I don't want to have to worry about what it's going to do to the furniture, okay?
But you keep it in a cage. She'd be no trouble at all. She won't chew or destroy anything. You know, the kids have always wanted one.
Well, I've heard they are good with children.
And the kids having a pet to take care of would teach them a little responsibility, don't you think?
I suppose so.
Conversation 3.
I'm thinking about getting us a pet.
You are? Like what?
Well, I was thinking about a parrot. I think they're really gorgeous.
Well, they can be beautiful, but aren't they pretty dirty? And don't they bite? That's all I need, some noisy, dirty animal around the house who's always trying to bite me.
Oh, please, they're really intelligent. As a matter of fact, you could teach it to talk.
Me? Well, I've heard that you have to spend a lot of time with them or they get really, really noisy.
It's true they need a lot of attention, but they make great pets. They love being around people.
The noise would drive me crazy, you know.
Let's just go to the pet store and check them out, okay?
Okay, I'll look, but that's it.
Conversation 4.
Look at these pictures. Red betas, electric yellows, silver angelfish. The colors are incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, nice. But you can't play with them. What good are they?
If you want to play, get a dog. But if you want something interesting to watch, you can't beat tropical fish.
But they don't do anything.
What do you mean? They swim around and look great. It's fun watching them swim. Very relaxing.
You know, you'll have to keep the aquarium very clean. You can't get lazy about that. Or they might die. It's a lot of work.
I can do that.
And they're expensive.
Well, if they're as fascinating as I think they'll be, it'll be worth it.
Now listen again and complete the chart. Use adjectives you know that best describe the advantages and disadvantages the people talk about. Discuss if you think the people will get the pet. Conversation 1.